Hi, it's me, Tiwa Ogunlesi. I'm a life coach, founder of Confident and Killing It, and you're listening to the Confident and Killing It podcast. This show is about waking you up to your worth so you can be confident, unstoppable, and dare to live the life that you truly desire. No more fear and insecurities getting in the way. It's time to master your mind, believe in yourself, and show up in the world. Let's get into it. Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Confident and Killing It. I'm so glad that you're here listening with me today. Hopefully you've seen updates on social media, news channels across the world about what is going on in Nigeria at the moment. It took a lot for me to come here and record this episode because last week was definitely very taxing emotionally. I was born and raised in Nigeria, so, and I go back and visit regularly. My parents live in Nigeria, my brothers live in Nigeria, my best friends live in Nigeria, and so everything going on in the country is really, really close to my heart. So I found today a little bit difficult to come on and record, but actually I think the topic that I'm going to talk about today, five things to remember when you feel like giving up, will hopefully bring a lot of inspiration to everyone around the world who might be struggling to stay on track with a goal that they have or just something that they're fighting for. So in case you don't know, young people in Nigeria are literally fighting for their right to live. There is an arm of the police called the Special Anti-Robbery Squad called SARS. And you might have seen the hashtag #EndSARS a lot on social media this week. And that is us young people basically fighting against police brutality in Nigeria. This special unit continued to rob and kill innocent people, frame them for murder, extort them. They take people to ATMs to get money out of them. So they are actually the ones who are robbing Nigerians, not the robbers that they say they protect us from. So that's what's going on in the country. And it's not just about, oh, Nigerians fighting for their future. This is about everyone. We are a representation of every single young person out there in the world. No matter what country you're in, this is about young people raising their voices and fighting for what they believe in. So this is not the time to stay quiet. Whether you are Nigerian or not, please use your voice to support this cause. It is so, so important. When Nigeria wakes up, all of Africa wakes up. So this isn't just about, oh, Nigeria and, oh, I don't really feel connected to the country. No, this is for all human lives everywhere. Human lives in Nigeria are being devalued. They're being told that they do not matter. Innocent people are dying for basically existing. This is not just about Nigeria. This is a universal human rights issue. So if you have a heart, which I hope you all do, I would implore you to please support and donate in any way possible. I have loads of stuff on my Instagram that you can check out. Amnesty International as well, Feminist Co as well, has loads of resources of how you can help. So please, please, please be the change you want to see in the world and definitely take some action. So today is going to be a 10-minute mood booster episode just to give you some inspiration on the days you feel like giving up. I don't know what you might be going through. It's Q4. A lot of people might be feeling tired and kind of ready to give up on the year, give up on their dreams. You know, a lot of the goals and dreams you wanted to achieve this year might not have happened and you're just ready to throw it all in. But I'm really hoping that you don't do that. I'm really hoping that you listen to this and it gives you a bit of inspiration, a bit of motivation to keep going and never give up. So let's get into it. The first thing to remember when you feel like giving up is to remember why you are doing what you are doing in the first place. Remember your why. What's the purpose behind all of this? What's the bigger picture? Don't just rely on your strength, but rely on the strength of the brothers and sisters in the same struggle as you. Use your voice to share your story so that your story may be an inspiration for somebody else. when you share your story and somebody else shares their story and somebody else shares their story, that gives us hope. That reminds us that we are all in this together. Learn about other people's whys. Remember your why and use that to inspire you to keep going. It is not just about what is true in the moment, but the life that you want for yourself in the future and for generations to come. Second thing to remember when you feel like giving up is about perspective. Challenges aren't here to break you. They are here to grow you. You can't be strong if you don't first go through situations that require you to show strength. You can't be disciplined if you don't first go through situations that require you to have discipline. So, the test is part of the process. Life is not a straight road. Life is not meant to be smooth and easy and everything just comes as you want. Understand that the test is a part of the process, and so you have to go through it to come out on the other end stronger than you were before. I also want you to remember that challenging times and your moments of weakness are often temporary. Midnight always comes before the morning, and your darkest moments usually always come before incredible moments of change and positivity. So on those days when you are so close to giving up, when life just keeps getting harder and harder and harder, I want you to remember to just take that one extra step. Because when you do, you get closer and closer to morning when the sun begins to rise. The third thing I want you to remember when you feel like giving up is that you have the power of choice to dictate which way your life goes. You have the power of choice. You are the author of your story. You are responsible for your life and the choices that you make. So don't let the things that happen to you externally affect how you see yourself and what you believe about yourself and what you want for your future. Even when things might not be going according to plan, you have the power of choice to make the decision to keep moving forward, to stay in it. So never forget, your life is a summation of the choices that you make. If you choose to give up, that is the direction your life will go in. So I want to encourage you to keep making choices every single day that take you one step closer to your goal. The fourth thing I want you to remember when you feel like giving up is that it's okay to rest and to pause and recharge before you carry on the journey. Life is a long journey. The fight we are fighting is a long journey. Self-care is important. So don't sacrifice your health and well-being just to reach goals. Protect your mental and physical well-being so you can be well equipped to run the race. Do not try and run this race towards your goals, towards changing the world on empty. It's okay to take time for yourself to rest and recharge and then carry on. The fifth point and the most important point that I want you to remember is that if you give up right here, right now, you 100% guarantee that your dreams, that your goals will not happen. Giving up, throwing in the towel, is a guarantee that whatever you are working towards is not going to happen. So even when you feel like you're not seeing any progress, even when you feel like you're not seeing any change, remember that a lot of the time change happens under the surface before we even begin to see it. you are most likely making progress. So don't give up just because you can't see the progress. Be patient and trust that as you continue to take baby steps, things will happen. So when you hit rock bottom or feel like you failed, I want you to remember that that is not a dead end. Even when you hit rock bottom, you can pick yourself up and get up again. So, slow progress is still progress. Don't give up just because you cannot see the progress. If you give up, you 100% guarantee that your dreams will not happen. So just show up today. Have that mentality. Just win today. Just worry about today. Because if you can win every single day, then you can win a week. If you can win a week, you can win 2 weeks, then three, then four. If you can win a month, you can win 2, 3, 4, and then a whole year by just focusing on winning today. So don't be overwhelmed by all the things you have to do or the boxes you have to tick in the future. Focus on winning today. Finally, I want to remind you that everything you need to win in life is already within you. Everything you need to win in life is already within you. You are worthy of your dreams. You are worthy of your goals. You are worthy of living the life you truly desire. And that life often needs to be fought for. So on the days you feel like giving up, I want you to remember why you started this journey in the first place. I want you to check your perspective and understand that life is not perfect and there will be challenges. I want you to remember that you have the power of choice to make a decision that you will not give up. You can rest when you need to and recharge, but you will keep going and run the race before you. And even when you hit rock bottom, you won't give up because that is still part of the process and a stepping stone to you achieving your goals. I hope this inspires you to keep going, whatever it is you're working on, whether it's your goals, your dreams, whether it's change for your country. Please, please, please do not give up on yourself. Before I end, I just want to read a few poems that I found, and I think it goes with the theme, so here it goes. Despite the storms, beauty arrives like it was always going to. Despite the darkness, the light returns. Despite your loss, your heart will be full again. Despite the breaking, your heart will feel like it belongs in the land of joy once more. This is how it will always be. Keep living and never give up. That was by Essie Laurie. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and leave a review. Feel free to share it on Instagram and tag me at Tiwalola or at Confident and Killing It. I would love to know if this did give you the motivational boost that you needed. Thank you so much to everyone in Nigeria at the forefront of this fight. I love you. I'm so grateful for everyone playing their part. We are going to be the change that we want to see in our country. Love you all, and until next time, stay confident and killing it.